You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey friends, welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. Christopher is me. You're hopefully brother in Christ, but your friend regardless. I'd love to see what's on your mind today, and please let me know you're there, and share this if you would. Share this broadcast right now. Wherever you're watching it, if you're listening, you can share that too, but all your favorite podcasting platforms, etc., subscribing is good there. But if you're on YouTube or Facebook or X or even Instagram, we should be streaming to Instagram as well. Please go ahead and share this right now with your friends. Tell somebody about it. Sorry about that. We're in a time loop. Time warps, they're always fun. Anyway, so today, obviously you see at the bottom of the screen, if you want to support this podcast, the way you do it is wingsoftheeagle.com/support unsealed. We're brought to you by your support, and that's that. And that's the facts. Also in the description below, you will see a link to our new Patreon page. We're going to be building that out as we go. There's T-Rex. What's going on, sister? Let me know you're out there, wherever you are, and whoever you are. Appreciate all the interaction. We definitely want to get this shared far and wide here. So anyway, one of the things on the Patreon itself is going to be something called the Aviary, okay? So the Aviary is what I want to describe and kind of build out the frame and the foundation of here today with y'all, and see what you think and get some feedback and whatever. Hey, Jeff, can't stay long. No problem. No worries. I'll get right to it. Just for you. Hey, Bond Servant. Okay. Hey, what's up? Renzo. We're on Twitch as well as Instagram. So got all the bases covered, I hope. Anyway, so what is it? First of all, an aviary, what is that? An aviary is a place where you look at birds. Is you raise birds or you keep them. And I love birds, obviously. If you know me at all, I'm a big fan. Obviously, Wings of the Eagle is your name of the operation here. And my little bird guy you see everywhere. Love that guy for a logo. But the I like actual birds in real life. And so the aviary is a place for birds to hang out, right? Okay, so if we are, hopefully you're following sound advice. And Renzo is asking, I'm a pastor. Yes, I am. Yep. Follow me. I'm Anti4 on X, by the way. That's the best way to keep up with what I'm doing. So part of your, I don't want to say lore, but history, recent history, you know, the past decade or two or three in this topic that we've been following very closely now since July. So almost a year now, with not only the subject of UFOs or UAPs, like what's going on with them, but the very real program, for lack of a better word, that's what a lot of people use, the program, that while we don't know exactly what it is, it is real. And that being a secretive, classified, not only special access, but bigoted, waived, unacknowledged, special access programs, which means it has no accountability and we don't know who's involved and whatever, and all these layers upon layers. So something is there and it just keeps proving itself that it is there. And so if you know me at all, I am all about building communities and facilitating communication, right, among like-minded folks. So let me just read where I got the inspiration for this, because the word or the term aviary is actually part of UFO history or lore. And I'm going to read a quote from The Cover-Up Exposed, 1973 to 1991, which is part two of Richard Dolan's history from the 40s through the 90s. Very, very excellent. Can't recommend it more highly. Please go read it. Here's where the idea comes from, because there, like I said, it is a historical aspect of this topic, the aviary. Here's the quote. By the late 1980s, Moore and Shandera, if you don't know who they are, don't worry about it. But if you do know this topic, you do know who they are. Moore and Shandera became concerned that their telephones were monitored, so decided to assign a bird name to whomever they talked about. This could include anyone at all. Many of these people, up to including the President of the United States, etc., many of these people were associated with the group, although this was hardly their primary connection. In other words, there was an informal group that was formed. Shandera was just a UFO researcher. He wasn't a government employee or anything. Moore was a government employee. And here's the pertinent part. Some of them had a professional and personal connection, had professional and personal connections to each other. In other words, the people involved in this, what they call the aviary, because they all had bird names, so that's what they called it. So some of them had connections to each other. Most of them had a background in the world of science or intelligence. While they all shared a strong interest in the subject of UFOs, there was also a great deal of variance among them. That's an important part of this whole thing and my idea for this, which is you have a strong interest in the topic, regardless of where you're coming from in that interest, no matter what your background is or your worldview or whatever. If you have an interest, that's the purpose of getting together. Whether you, again, doesn't have to be a religious thing at all, of course, with Christianity. You could be from a scientific, from an intelligence, from a government point of view, from military. But there was, even back to this example, the genesis of this, there was a great deal of variance among them. In other words, they didn't all agree. They didn't all agree on everything at all. Some of them had very high-level security clearances. Others did not. Many of them disagreed on important issues. By 1988, Moore, this gentleman, was referring to this collection of birds, quote-unquote birds, as the aviary. So by 1988, we know it's a historical fact that, yes, this aviary was a thing. Over time, the bird names have not been consistent, but the names appear to be as follows. And these, again, are names you may or may not have heard, but these are important figures in this topic. Keller Strauss was Hawk. Putoff was Partridge. Yes, Hal Putoff. Jones was Hummingbird. Alexander was Chickadee. Collins was Condor. Other men had also become avians. Christopher Green, known as Kit Green, you probably know him, a senior CIA officer with access to the agency's UFO material. The so-called Weird Desk was Blue Jay. Dale Graff, formerly of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and you should know that, the DIA, that's the group that basically gave funding to the OSAP. Okay, they created the OSAP program. Defense Intelligence Agency was OWL, known as OWL. Air Force OSI agent Richard Doty, red light, became the surrogate Falcon when the, quote, real Falcon was unavailable or dropped out. Some of these people had substantial interest and some leverage within elite circles. One, known only as Raven, appears to have been the most powerful of all, and within a few years would be connected to an alleged abortive disclosure of UFO reality. Okay, so that's from page 385 and 386, if you're interested in that description of that part of the UFO history. Okay, so these were serious people, some for the government, some not, some military, some science, some intelligence, some regular researchers, some normal folks. Okay, you get the idea. They were a varied backgrounds. And opinions. And that's okay. So, well, obviously, this is not that aviary group. But this is different. But here's what I'm envisioning for it. And I want all y'all to consider this, okay? I don't care. I'm talking about the UFOX audience, you know, former Twitter, all those folks. And maybe people who are inside the program who don't want to come out. Maybe you're a whistleblower, you're thinking about it, or you just are too afraid to do that, or you just need a secure place to get these things off your chest, or to just tell someone what you know without giving up your cover. I want to create a place to do that. And so we are calling it a haven. Okay. In other words, a safe place, a place where you can fly to and relax, that you don't have to be concerned with all that other stuff. Want it to be secure and looking at it like the cover that you have, that you see on the video, the thumbnail is kind of, was an AI image that I just put in the description of the idea, and that's what it came up with, which was kind of what this is, which is a guy with looks like a smartphone or a computer, and maybe both, and there's birds flying around, and there's UFOs in this guy, and there's this communication or watchtower, basically. So that's what the vision is for it, okay? It's a safe place where folks can, whatever your background, whatever your belief, but you know you're very interested in it, you know what's real, you know there's something to it, that we can get together and gather, discuss, report, hypothesize, okay? All that stuff. Again, even if you know something you don't particularly want to share with the public, or maybe you want to say, hey, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, whatever, and I just don't know where to go with this, or I feel threatened somehow, this would be a place to go where no one would know. Or maybe you're looking for, okay, maybe we can connect you with someone who can help you, you know, proceed. If you are trying to, you know, blow the whistle on something and you don't know who to talk to or something like that. Okay, we would make an effort to connect you with the right resources. So that's the thought of it. And it seems like it's needed. It seems like it's needed. And so as a part of that, yes, we want to dedicate time and resources and make this a serious pursuit, not just some idea that falls away and goes into nothing. But if folks are interested, I wanted to make it a subscription option under Wings of the Eagle on our Patreon. Again, it would be a private community. And this would fund it. And so like $5 a month. I mean, it seems like nothing pretty much. But this is what people are having to do to do this in the economy and whatever. So that's fine. You can always give more if you feel like it, but just to establish the space. Okay. Now, whether that's just on Patreon itself to have a private, they have a messaging chat type of service already built in, so we can just use that, or there's more robust options through the Wings of the Eagle platform itself. That's a little more complicated. I don't mind doing that, but as long as it's what is needed and folks want to use, you know, want to do, that would be off of Patreon, we can do that as well. So again, I want you to think about it. I want you to, again, tell folks, again, this is not just your some kind of like-minded, you know, small group of people just talking about nothing or the same ideas. That's not the purpose. When you look out at the birds in nature, like what does Bond Servant say here? She likes colorful parrots and chickens. Those are cool. I assume you mean colorful parrots and I've never seen a colorful chicken, which would be great. But anyway, so for example, there's a lot of diversity. Okay. There's a lot of different color birds. There's a lot of different size birds. There's a lot of different, you know, talents. So as you could, you know, say some of them are flightless. Some of them are, you know, birds of prey, raptors. Some of them are not. So the point is you get a diversity and a wide variety, of people from different backgrounds, different points of view, different worldviews, different experiences. You don't have to be an experiencer with UFOs. You don't have to believe anything per se, other than probably you're not going to, you know, have a membership to something you don't think is real. So assuming you think it's real and we need to talk about it, and maybe we need to have a private community built around it, we'll get together regularly. That's, you know, you would think right off the bat, if you would have an ongoing 24/7 messaging area, again, whether it's just on Patreon or whether it maybe it's the signal, using the Signal app or something, or Wings of the Eagle, whatever happens to be, whatever folks think is easiest, that'll be ongoing 24/7. And then you would get regular calls, perhaps going again, secure, private, and see where it goes. And again, I just really feel this is everyone can go on X or Twitter or whatever and other platforms, Reddit, but it's kind of like the Wild West, right? It's kind of like there's no rules. Everyone's posting their own stuff all day and there's poop all over the wall. You know what I mean? And it's so hard to get what's real sometimes, or who's legitimate, or who's serious, who's just trying to scam you, who's just, you know what I mean, who's a disinformation agent, right? Like Mr. Doty, no disrespect, but he was a literal disinformation agent at one point. He says he's reformed now. I'll leave that to you. But even he, like, this is a famous character in UFO history, Richard Doty. He worked for the Air Force Office of Special Operations, Special Investigation, whatever, OSI. And there was one very famous case where he lied to someone on purpose to get them off the trail and, in fact, made them literally crazy and went to a mental institution. Did he kill himself? Or he died in there? Anyway, it's terrible. And he admitted to it later. Yeah, I told, you know, I kind of fudged the facts, or what do you say, alternate facts, to lead him on the wrong direction on something. But anyway, so this guy now says he's reformed. He's in Twitter or X, doing X spaces now, right? Your spaces, you just start talking and people start listening. And so he's on there. That's my point. It's just like, it's all over the map. You don't know who's what, you don't know who's dealing in, you know, for serious, or who's just there to make a dollar, who's there to distract you, who's there to, you know, give you wrong information on purpose. So that's not, you know, so I think we need a community that's private, that's, again, you best as we can get legitimate, serious people. No one's trying to fool you. No one's trying to do anything untoward. And you would think if you're a disinformation agent, if you're there to throw people off the scent or whatever, you're not going to pay to be a member of something that can't really be bought, right? You're just wasting your money. So probably not going to happen. Anyway, so that's the thought. That's what we're calling the aviary. And if you're into that, and maybe you already have a bird name picked out for yourself. And again, that's a level of security too. If you want to use your real name, you can. If you don't want to, don't. Right? So what? That's fine. But we do get together. We want to throw around again, just maybe the news of the week, maybe the some action items, you know, that folks can talk about or take some action on. Maybe you're close to Washington, D.C. Maybe you're you know, you can run a campaign of this or that. Maybe you're talented in this area or that, whatever. But get a safe place to come and talk, to get it out there. And again, I really think that now that these whistleblowers are starting to start to make themselves known, that this would be a place at least for them to, you know, maybe test the waters, maybe see, you know, how it goes, maybe kind of ease into it. Right. Or maybe, again, just ask for help. Who do I go to? Or, you know, I don't trust anybody. I just want to hang out here and tell you what's going on. All of that. Okay. So I knew somebody would come up with all the bird icons or emojis, whatever. Even the eggs. We're going right to the egg level. That's awesome. Thank you. Bonser has a question. How can you make sure no disinfo person or something tries to infiltrate? Well, you can't make sure, other than you would think no one would pay for it. Is someone going to pay to spy on it? I mean, I don't know. Certainly it doesn't seem like they would, especially not a small, you know what I mean? If it's not well known and it's just kind of like, here, join this over here and they'll got your back. You don't have to give your real name. You don't have to. So like, I don't know. And like when you sign up, you can collect, you know, it's not like I'm going to do anything bad with it, but if you turn out to be a bad actor, you're going to have some information out there that could be used to expose you. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just thinking money is where it really hits the fan, right? Yeah, people do everything for free, but once you have to start investing something, then that's a problem. Unservant says, would love to hear from that guy in Southern Colorado who has been on before sharing his sightings. Oh, who's been on here? Unsealed? Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little while. Anyway, as you can tell, guys, if you're new to this, we don't do interviews here, really. It's been a while. It's been a year, probably, since we did an interview. Because everyone's doing that. And maybe that's bad for ratings. You know, nobody will click on this. I don't know. But it's important to lay the foundation and the groundwork of this idea to see if it gains traction. And if you're interested in it, leave a comment. Or write me on X or send me an email or whatever. Just let me know you're interested. The Patreon is there. It's live. The link is live. And actually, there's a level there called the Aviary for $5. So if you just want to take the plunge and see what happens, you can. But so we're in the middle of setting it up. Of course, if Christian people, we'd appreciate your prayers. But again, this is not that, okay? The Aviary is not a Christian group. I don't care what you believe. It doesn't matter. Okay? This is different. This is not for that. It's not to say anyone's going to be ashamed of anything or whatever, but it's not the point of it. We know that this is a different issue. This is, it's a specific topic. And people, that we're in a situation now where real life is involved. And guys, we just saw whistleblower, two of them now from Boeing have been killed. Excuse me. What's the official reason? Died of a sudden new illness. Just last night, I saw the second one from Boeing. I forget the terminology that's used, but they weren't sick before and it just came on recently and now they're dead. So, right. And this is just a private contractor potentially. They might not even be a contractor in the program, Boeing. They're just a greedy corporation, right? Making airplanes. And you see all the problems that they've been having, right? Every couple of days or weeks, something's falling off a form, whatever. Something's falling off a Boeing plane. Anyway, so this is the potential problem or consequences of someone spilling the beans that works for such folks, the government, a special access program, a contractor, or anything in there. Maybe you don't want to tell the whole world right now. Maybe you don't want to end up like the Boeing guys. So, and I know that's part of it. That's definitely part of it. This is why David Grush is so very careful and has been right off the bat for getting every single protection lined up for himself and his family that he could, and does everything the straight and narrow, 1,000%, you know, inspector general, legal protection, whistleblower protections, all the way. This is why it seems like things take forever with him. And you realize you haven't heard from him in months. That's because he was advised to go low, right? Or go away for a while. So anyway, this would be a potential way around that. And it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. It means, well, look, man, I shared, you know, my story in here, and they, you know, as a group, we came to this conclusion, or we want to get him help, or we want to contact someone else about this. Again, you can keep the anonymity in the group and have myself or someone else reach out to someone who they know and proceed. Anyway, it's really endless, the possibilities, but any community that we can build that's needed, that's wanted, and that fascinates me, and I know something's going on, and some of y'all know that something's going on, the phenomenon, whatever its origins are, something is happening, and we know that to this day, not some old story from the 40s or 50s, or the 60s, or the 70s, or the 80s, even though it has been there all along. But even 2024, literally this week, there's just, if you're paying attention, you're seeing the lies straight from the Pentagon are still happening about things that are happening this within a year, right? Right? I mean, have you been paying attention? Like the Eglin Air Force Base, Matt Gaetz. Remember last July, Matt Gaetz came out and publicized something that was not public about him being notified through an anonymous a reporting system that military folks can use to not go around their superior officer, but to get something, you know, to ask for help outside of the chain of command because they think there might be a problem. So he was notified of that. He's his constituent there in Florida. Matt Gaetz goes to the Air Force base in Eglin, where this man or this airman or whatever worked at, I believe Congresswoman Luna also was there. She's from Florida. Also, and long story short is he was told that he saw something and he has video of it and he had pictures of it and he drew what happened, but his superior said, you can't advance that anywhere. And then when the Gaetz got there to interview the guy, they said, you can't come in. You're not authorized to talk about this stuff. And Gaetz is like, pardon me? Why is this happening? Right. Anyway, they got him so sufficiently ticked off, righteously. Okay. I'm not the biggest Matt Gaetz fan in the world. Okay. But don't tick the guy off. He's a lawyer and he's not afraid of anything. So, they did. They done ticked him off, and so he blurted it to the world in July in this public hearing with Fravor and Grush and the other pilot. Anyway, sorry, brother. That he used that time to say, hey, you know what? I know this is real because I was called into this thing. They wouldn't show me the video. They wouldn't let me have access to this guy at first. I had to, you know, pull strings back in DC just to get in the door. And then it turns out, this is what I saw and no one cares about it. And it's not our technologies. It's like, I don't know what this was. And there's video. Where's the video? Arrow apparently decided to look at it and resolved it the other day and says it was a balloon. And it was so easily shot down. Like, I mean, that explanation is so easily proven to be junk. Everyone did it. Everyone blew a hole in it. the people were calling the manufacturer of this so-called balloon, and it's literally impossible to have been what Arrow said. And Arrow's the government. Arrow is the actual Pentagon office to investigate UFOs. That's what they are. And they came back with this stupid explanation that is clearly wrong. And by the way, they said there was no video to look at. Interesting, because Matt Gaetz says there was. And somebody FOIA'd it. FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. They specific got real specific, just like you have to do with FOIA, got very specific. Hey, we heard basically this. There's a video of this incident, this date, this location, yada, yada. Pentagon got back to them. Oh, yeah, actually, there is a video, but we can't show it to you. National security. What balloon is worth a, you know, it's already been disproven. It's just a balloon. What's the problem? Pentagon versus Pentagon. So this is what I'm saying. It's an ongoing real situation. It is not, you can't dismiss it. It's not nothing. It's happening as we speak. It's unfolding right now. I don't care if you're a Christian or not, or whatever your background, something big is coming. Big and eventful, powerful, just could blow your worldview apart, right? So that's why this matters to me. And as this unfolds, I want to have this community that's secure, that, you know, is from these various backgrounds. You don't have to agree on not only your backgrounds, but what you think about the phenomenon. This, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Let's get together. Let's talk about it. Let's meet. Let's have, you know, hypothesize. Report. Hey, I just saw this. I just heard this. I got this. My congressman or whatever. I was in a skiff. I heard that, like all that. Again, so if this is something that's worthwhile, consider it. Tell somebody else. Tell all your, you know, if you're in a community of UFO people, whatever, or serious folks, tell them about it. Okay. And that's what we want to lay the foundation for with this podcast today. And that's about all I need to say about it. Okay. Unless there's other questions, which I'm sure there are, or statements. Bond Servant says, I would love solid info. Too much to pilfer through half the time. It turns out to be false. That's a good, I mean, you're just talking about finding what's legit info and what's not. That you can get, if you get good at it, you can find that stuff and you can learn who's for real and, you know, shooting straight and who is not. Maybe we'll go into that at some point, like a trusted sources, but yeah, definitely. It's definitely confusing. And that could be a part of, you know, joining as well. Kim says, agree. I'm in. Boom. See, now that's what we love. You don't need to hear much. You already hear it. That's exactly what I need to, you know, we need this. Boom. Excellent, Kim. Do you know, Bond Servant says, do you know if the reported New York Tic Tac thing is real? Yes, it is. It's not a Tic Tac, strictly speaking. It was an elongated shape for sure. It just made the rounds on social media, the person who shot the video from their plane window. Yeah, that's been a couple of weeks, actually, that it happened. And there was someone next to her who vouched for her. It was just a person. I don't know them from Adam. But, yeah, they caught it. And so it's not a Tic Tac like Commander Fravor saw at the hearings where you got a very specific description of its shape and how it had little feet, basically, and it was near the water, and it was bubbling the water, and something, it was interacting with something underneath the surface, and that whole thing, this seems to be different than that. But yes, it's legit. Yep. I mean, it's not a fake video. Yep, and I'm glad these things are getting serious attention now, or more serious attention. That's part of that. That's half the issue, is saying, you know, giving it credence, like this is an actual thing. People are not making it up. It's not American aircraft nearly hitting airliners or nearly crashing into $100 million jets or forcing the entire squadron of F-22s from Langley to move away. Right? This is not our stuff. It's not China's stuff either. And it's not Russia's stuff either. That's the issue. To say that, to put those words out there to say, hey, yeah, we have a lot of evidence now, actually. You know, we have just regular people, not only just sightings, but recordings. We have data. We have scientific investigations going on at Skinwalker Ranch. We've got everything you need to say, what the heck is this? What was that, that comedy show? I forget. That show, they'll talk about stuff. Anyways, he comes on and says, like, the X-Files poster, I want to believe, right? Remember that famous poster on that show in Mulder's office? And he's the guy, the host of that show was like, it's no longer I want to believe, it's what the blank is that thing, right? So it's not a question of belief. It's there. These things happen. These things have been happening. So what is it? Who is it? What's the agenda, right? What's the point? Why is it happening? Those are the real questions. Not is it real? If, yeah, it's real. Anyways, okay. All right. That's good enough for me. Friends, if you could share this again, would be sincerely appreciated. Hope I didn't miss anyone's comments. Don't think I did. One more round of that. Not everything shows up here in front of me. I think we're good. Yep. Okay. So again, if you're interested, it is live now. I mean, the subscription is there if you want to get it. And just so you know, you're interested and you want to support the podcast at least that way. And Wings of the Eagle generally, you can definitely do it. You can go to Patreon and choose the aviary and we'll go from there. So that's it, guys. If you think it's worthwhile, tell somebody, share this, get back to me again on X. You can message me there, Christopher@wingsoftheeagle.com. If you insist on emails, I'm also on Signal. So that's it. All right, guys. Till next time then. This is Christopher, your friend. And I think this is a good idea. Taking from, you know, history, from others who have looked into this, to make a new version of it, to go from here, and I think it's worthwhile. All right, if you agree, let me know, sign up, and we'll see you next time. This has been Unsealed. Please go to wingsoftheeagle.com/support-unsealed, and that would be very helpful, and tell someone else about it. All right, till next time, guys. Love you so much. Bye-bye.